哈利路亚，各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Hello, in the name of Jesus Christ, may peace be with you all.
今天晚上我们一起来查考的题目是保罗的心愿。
And tonight the topic for our worship session is the wishes of Paul.
每一个人都有他的心愿。
Everyone has their wish.
我们都希望我们的愿望可以达成，可以成真。
And we all hope that our wishes may come true.
保罗作为一个神的工人。
And as a worker of God,
当然他的心愿跟普通人有点不一样。
And of course, therefore, his wish are different than of a normal person.
普通人的心愿可能希望是得到一些物质或者是世上的成就。
A wish of a normal person is so that they may receive some achievements within the world or material blessings.
而保罗的心愿呢，是属灵的，是对信徒有益的。
But the wishes of Paul is actually of the spiritual, and therefore it's benefits for him.
那么在提摩太前书里面，我们上一次已经讲过第一点。
And in 1 Timothy, we talked about the first point already.
我们看提摩太前书的第一章第一跟第二节。
Let's turn to 1 Timothy chapter 1 and 2.
第一章第二节，第一节跟第二节。
1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 1 and 2.Verse 1, Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus, by the command of God our Savior and of Christ Jesus our hope. Verse 2, to Timothy, my true son in faith, grace, mercy, and peace from God, the Father, and Christ Jesus our Lord.
上一次我们讲过了，保罗是希望愿神的恩惠、怜悯、平安归给我们。
And this is the wish of Paul, and that is grace, mercy, and peace from God to the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord.
这三样东西啊，是我们常常在祷告都要追求的。
And grace, mercy, and peace is what we pursue after in our prayer.
今天我们来讲第二点。
And we're going to talk about the second wish.
我们看提摩太前书第二章第八节。
And we'll turn to 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 8.
提摩太前书二章八节。
First Timothy chapter 2 verse 8. Verse 8. I want men everywhere to lift up holy hands in prayer without anger or disputing.
这也是保罗对男人或者对弟兄的一个心愿。
And this is the wish of Paul to the brothers or to men.
为什么这里保罗会特别对教会的弟兄、教会的男人有这个期待呢？
And why is it that Paul has this kind of wish for the brothers, for these men that are within our church?
因为神造男造女，男人是一个主导，是一个头的角色。
Because when God created man and woman, man acts as a leader, the head.
家里的男人尽责，家里就幸福。
And if the man in the household has good responsibilities to the house, then they'll have a good family.
婚姻中丈夫尽责任。婚姻就会幸福。
Within a marriage, if the husband is very responsible, then this marriage will work out.
在教会里面，如果做弟兄的、做男人的，发起热心，做主的工，传福音，教会会非常的兴旺。
And within the church, if the brothers within the church are willing to be zealous in doing the holy work of the Lord and to go out and preach, then the holy work of the church would prosper.
但是保罗也知道，事实上，男人在这个社会上遇到的冲击、遇到的试探、引诱是很大的。
But Paul here knows that men, these brothers within the church, the temptation they face within the world is great.
不然发现，在聚会的人数上。往往是姐妹席的那边会坐得比较满。
And during service, we understand, we can see that usually the sisters, there are more of them that are in the pews than compared to the brothers.
不然发现热心的好像是姐妹的人数比较多。
And when we see the ones who are more zealous in doing the holy work of the Lord, it's usually mainly the sisters.
其实不是男人不想要发起热心。
But it's not because that men do not want to work zealously for the Lord.
但是很可能是外面的压力，外面的太忙碌，外面的试探引诱也太大了。
But it might be because that there are great temptations in the world and also the pressure that they receive from the world is great.
所以保罗在这里要特别鼓励做男人的。
So here Paul encouraged the men.
教会里面的弟兄的男人站立起来，刚强起来，教会就有希望。
It tells the brothers, the men of the church, to stand up firm and to lift up their holy hands.
所以啊，保罗对男人特别有这个心愿。
So this is a wish that Paul has for men.
也是神对我们做弟兄、做男人的心愿。
And this is also a wish of God to our brothers, to the men of the church.
当然，这些教训也同样可以用在我们当姐妹的身上。
Of course, this teaching can also be used upon sisters.
好了，保罗希望做男人的、做弟兄的有哪几样事情要追求的呢？
So we can see what Paul wished the men would pursue after.
保罗第一点这里说希望男人啊无愤怒。
Here Paul says they wish that the men would have no anger, without anger.
我们知道一个人很容易会发脾气。
And we understand that men are usually very easily angered.
没有人说从来没有人发过脾气的。
You cannot say that they're human being. No one can say that they've never gotten angry before.
有感情就会有怒气。
And if you have feelings and emotions, then you will have emotion of anger.
尤其是遇到不顺利的时候，或者是不公平的时候，或者是觉得别人对我们不好的时候，我们一定有这个怒气的出现。
And especially when we see things that are unjust to you or unfair to you, this anger will arise from within.
但是我们知道，一个人呢，要生气很容易。
But we understand that anyone can be angry easily.
但是要选择对的时候，还有对的态度，对的人，对的时间来发怒，却是很困难的。
But to become angry with the right person to the right degree at the right time, for the right purpose and in the right way, this is not easy.
我们请看箴言的29章。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 29.
箴言的29章
Proverbs chapter 29
第十一节
Verse 11
箴言的29章第十一节
Proverbs chapter 29 verse 11
所以说愚妄人啊怒气全发智慧人啊忍气含怒
Verse 11 A fool gives full vent to his anger but a wise man keeps himself under control
智慧跟愚昧有什么不一样呢
What is the difference between a fool and a wise man
不是说智慧人就没有怒气
It does not mean that a wise man will not have anger
不是不会发脾气，不是这样的。
Does not mean that they don't have this emotion of anger at all. This is not so.
他也会生气。
This wise man will also get angry.
只是他要控制这个怒气。
But this wise man knows how to control this anger.
愚昧人就不一样了。
But the fool, the foolish man is not the same.
愚昧人是被怒气来控制。
A fool is controlled by anger.
他要生气，他就马上要生气了。
And when the fool wants to get angry, the anger will overcome him.
控制不了自己。
He cannot control himself.
发完脾气之后。
After he is done with being angry.
讲错话之后。
Once he has said the wrong things.
甚至杀了人之后。
Or after he has murdered someone already.
哇，非常的懊恼。
Then they really regret.
为什么我控制不了自己呢？
And they are frustrated and they ask themselves, why can I not control myself?
但是智慧的人呢？
But what about the wise man?
他会忍气含怒。
The wise man is able to control himself.
他不是没有怒气。
He can control his anger, does not mean that he does not have anger.
但是他知道，我现在这个脾气不可以发。
But he knows that this is not the right time to become angry.
就算要发作。
And even though I want to feel angry and become angry,
我也要可以控制他的。
I want it to be under my control.
因为这个人的怒气啊，就好像一把火。
Because the anger of a person is just like fire.
前一阵子在美国的加州不是有大的山火吗？
We remember just previously in California, in San Diego, there is forest fire.
我们知道火很重要。
And we understand fire is very important to us.
但是山火跟你家中煮菜的火怎么不一样呢？
What's the difference between the forest fire and the fire you use to cook at home?
山火是不受控制的。
Forest fire is not under control.
它不断地在烧。
It does not stop to burn.
烧到一些不应该烧的地方。
And the fire continues to burn to places that it's not supposed to go to.
但是你家里的火炉呢？你要它大就大，你收就马上就收了。
But the stove, the gas stove that you have at home, you can have full control of how big you want your fire to be.
其实啊，医生啊，还有心理学家的研究都告诉我们。
And doctors and psychologists, after their studies, it has proven to us.
为什么一个人会有所谓的怒气的发生呢？
Why do people have this so-called anger?
其实在怒气的时候，就是一个人准备要 fight the battle, 准备要打仗，遇到外面很危险的时候，一种生理的反应。
It's an actual, really normal reaction of a person that they use to this anger is a place, it's a time when a person needs to fight this battle.
当然遇到危险了。
When you face difficult danger,
你身体呢就会分泌一种化学的元素。
And when you face danger, your body will create this chemical reaction.
倒到你的血液里面。
To go within all your blood.
然后呢，会把你的身体的状况改变。
And to change totally the your body.
啊，你心跳会加快。
Your heart rate will beat faster.
血压会升高。
And your blood pressure will start to rise.
瞳孔会放大。
And your
pupils will dilute.
Pupils will dilute.
啊，这样子来看的东西会比较清楚。
Because at that time, you can actually see more clear.
血液呢会从这个 内在的器官呢、啊、跑到 the muscle 肌肉上面。
And the blood that are within your organs will come all gather within your muscle.
因为知道你准备要打一场仗了。
Because they know that you're about to fight a battle.
所以发脾气的时候打桌子都特别大力。
So when you're angry, when you hit or slam the table, it's with a lot of force.
所以当你准备好了，整身体以为说你要打仗了。
So when you're ready, your body knows that you're about to fight.
其实常常我们生气的时候没有仗要打。
But often when we are angry, there is no fight that we need to go.
都常常这样生气了，对身体很不好。
But when you're often angry, this is really bad for your body.
你想看我们过去一个礼拜发了几次脾气啊？
Think about our past week. How many times have we gotten angry?
我们这里讲哈利路亚，感谢主。但是回到家，回到公司，跟朋友、同学、夫妻、孩子发了几次脾气啊？
And we hear at church, we say hallelujah, thank the Lord. But when we go home to our workplace and to our family, well, how many times have we gotten angry?
为什么保罗说我愿男人无愤怒呢？
Why does Paul say that I wish men are without anger?
因为男人啊，就生理上来说，心理上来说，都比较容易会发脾气。
Because for men, physically, and emotionally, they're more easily angered.
那么从小啊，男人就被教导说你是要刚强，你不可以被欺负。
Because since young, men are taught that you must be strong. You cannot be bullied by others.
啊，如果你的儿子在学校跟人家打架，虽然心里面说你为什么打架，但是心里面可能想说。不会被欺负了。
And your son might fight in school, and even though you'll scold them, say, "Why are you fighting?" But inside your heart, you're saying, "Good job, you fought back."
所以男生呢，从小就被鼓励说，哎，我要刚强，我要用物质，用我的身体来表达我的情绪。
So since young men are taught that they must express their anger physically.
所以啊，长大了很容易啊，这个脾气啊就变不好了。
So when they grow up, their temper will become really bad.
但是保罗说，你要控制你的愤怒啊。
But Paul tells us that we must control our anger.
不要随便的爆发你的脾气。
And do not just let your anger take you.
更要控制它。
But instead you should control your anger.
我们看箴言的十六章。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 16.
箴言的十六章三十二节。
Proverbs 16 verse 32.
十六章三十二节。
Proverbs 16 verse 32. Verse 32.Better a patient man than a warrior, a man who controls his temper than one who takes a city.
这句话讲得非常好。
This verse here is really correct.
你可能是勇士，你可以打败很多的敌人。
You might be a warrior, you can overcome and you can take down many people.
但是你可能控制不了自己的脾气。
But you're not able to control your own temper.
让这个怒气啊控制你。
But instead you let this temper of yours control you.
像我们看电视在打 hockey 的时候，那些哇球星啊很会打球，打到最后都在打架。
And we can see when we're watching hockey games, the hockey players, they're really good at playing hockey, and to the point, to the end, they start fighting with one another.
但是呢，这里刚圣经告诉我们说，如果胜过我们的怒气呢，就好像强如取一个城那么困难。
But the Bible tells us a man who controls his temper than, is than one who takes a city.
啊，好的脾气啊，有一些是天生的，但是更多的我们要慢慢的追求灵性的进步来修炼自己。
Sometimes good temper is genetically you're born with it, but there are many ways of how you can become more less easily angered.
啊，希腊的大哲学家苏格拉底啊，他娶了一个太太啊，脾气非常不好。
And a Greek philosopher.
Socrates.
Socrates. He had a wife that has really bad temper.
这个太太呢，常常不讲理的。
And this wife often does not reason.
对先生非常不尊重。
And she does not respect the husband.
但是呢，苏格拉底呢，常常很忍耐。
But he always persevere and has patience.
有一次呢，这个太太呢，又乱发脾气了。
But again, this wife one day has become become really full of anger and temper.
骂了夏先生一大顿。
And she starts to scold her husband.
然后呢，一桶水啊，就淋到他的头上。一桶水，他那个女的，淋到苏格拉底的头上。
And the wife threw a bucket of water onto him.
这样还得了
？And how can you even believe this?
别人都以为说这一次苏格拉底要发脾气了。
And many people think, oh, this time he will be angry.
全身都湿透了。
His whole body was wet.
但是呢，他从容地抬起头来。
But he just lifted up his head.
他说啊，刚刚打完雷啊，现在下雨了。
And he said the thunder has just ended and the rain just fell.
别人就问他说，为什么你脾气那么好？
The others asked him, why do you have such good temper?
他说我太太啊，是我学习忍耐的对象。
And he said, my wife is the one that which teaches me to learn to be patient.
她无理吵闹，你也跟她无理吵闹，你不是跟她一样？
When she just becomes really unreasonable, if I become unreasonable just like her, this is not right.
不跟她吵。
So therefore, I will not fight with her.
所以圣经也告诉我们要控制我们的怒气。
And the Bible also tells us that we must control our temper.
那怎么可以做到呢？
How can we do this?
当然要靠常常的祷告了。
Then this is what we must do. We must pray often.
求神改变我们的脾气。
To ask the Lord to change our temper.
因为脾气很难改。
Because temper is not easily to, cannot be changed.
每天祷告, 求圣灵改变我们。
Therefore, we pray every single day and ask the Holy Spirit to change us.
那除此之外呢, 我们可以怎么做呢?
Other than this, what else can we do?
我们可以记住,
we can remember this.
生气的时候, 不要讲话。
When we are angry, do not speak a word.
讲话就不要生气。
And if you want to speak, then don't be angry.
因为你生气的时候, 刚刚我们讲过的, 那个身体的反应会让你头脑啊, 思想的不清楚啊。
Because when you're angry, we know that our body lets our mind not to think clearly.
那你的血都跑到那个肌肉上面去了, 头脑的血就比较少了。
Because all your blood from your brain has gushed into your muscles.
生气讲的话呢, 一定就是错的。
So whatever you say when you're angry, it's wrong.
一定后悔的。
You will regret.
但是话语呢, 就好像一桶水, 泼出去呢, 收不回来了。
But your words are just like a bucket of water. Once you pour it out, you cannot get it back.
你不能对你太太说, 哎呀, 对不起了, 就当我刚刚没有讲过。
You can't just tell your wife that, I'm sorry, just pretend you didn't hear that.
讲过就是讲过, 怎么可以当你没有讲过呢?
Because when you have said it, then you've said it. You cannot say it as it asked to be taken back.
所以生气了, 准备要吵架了, 走开, 走开。
So when you're angry and before you're going to fight, just walk away.
啊, 不要讲话。
Don't talk.
啊, 气下了。
Until you're calmed down.
啊, 回来再慢慢讲。
Until you come back to the scene and then talk.
气没有了, 讲的话就不一样。
Because when your anger has subsided, then the words that you'll speak 啊, during the time you're angry will be different.
啊, 生气的时候, 心里默祷, 不要讲话。
So when you're angry, pray, silent pray within your heart.
有时候也是, 我也遇过。
And this is the same for me. I've encountered this.
啊, 有时候开会啊。
Sometimes in a meeting.
啊, 有时候哇, 很紧张啊。
It's very nerve-wracking.
哇, 听到很多不应该听到的话。
You hear a lot of things that you're not supposed to
怎么会这样讲呢?
Hear. And you'll think in your mind, why would they say such
我也可以这样讲啊。
Thing? I can say that too.
我也可以讲得更厉害啊。
I can speak even better and more eloquent than them.
不行不行, 我讲了, 就中魔鬼诡计了。
But I have to calm myself down because if I speak, then I have fell into the trap of Satan.
Hallelujah, 主耶稣帮助我。
So I pray within my heart, Hallelujah, Lord, please help me.
控制自己。
Control yourself.
这个是很大的功课。
This is it's a homework for us to do.
生气的时候不要做决定。
And when you're mad, don't come to a decision.
你喝了酒不会去开车。
It's just like after you drink, you will not drive.
因为你喝了酒，头脑都不清楚。
Because once you drink, your mind is not clear.
有一个广告啊, 说喝了酒了，很普通的女人，以为说很漂亮。
And there's a commercial that tells us that after you drink, a very normal woman will become very attractive.
啊, 头脑看不清楚了。
Because your mind is not clear.
喝了酒了，以为自己开得很快，以为自己开得很安全，结果撞车了。
And once you drink, you think you're driving safe, but actual fact, you're driving fast and you get in a car accident.
生气的时候跟喝酒差不多。
When you are mad, it's just like drinking.
没有了理性了。
You've lost your sense of conscience.
所以生气的时候不要做大的决定。
And therefore, when you are mad, don't make big decisions.
一定错的。
Because it is wrong.
所以求主冷静了我们。
So we ask the Lord to help us to calm ourselves down.
再来我们看箴言19章11节, 再一个方法。
And let's look at another way to help us calm ourselves down. And Proverbs chapter 19.
箴言19章11节.
Proverbs chapter 19, verse 11.
这里说, 人有见识, 就不轻易发怒啊。
11. A man's wisdom gives him patience.
这里说, 饶恕人的过失, 便是自己的荣耀。
It is to his glory to overlook an offense.
这两点很好。
These two points are really good.
你有见识, 就不会那么容易发怒。
Because if you have wisdom, then you will not be easily angered.
为什么你发怒呢?
Why are you easily angered?
因为你看的角度, 看的点很小。
Because the perspective that you're looking at is very narrow.
只会说, 这个人为什么这样?
And you'll just ask, why is this person like that?
怎么可以这样?
How could he do this?
但是你有知识呢?
But if you have wisdom,
他这样有原因的。
Then you'll think that there's a reason behind that.
因为他有他的软弱。
Because he has his wisdom,
他的环境
has weakness, and because of his environment.
哎，你了解的很多了。
And now that you know, you see all around.
哎呀，有什么好生气的？
Then you'll think to yourself, what is there to be angry?
主都原谅我了，哇，没关系了。
God has already forgiven me for so much things, and this is okay. I'll
还有这里说，饶恕人的过失，便是自己的荣耀。
It says it is to his glory to overlook an offense.
为什么会生气呢？
Why are you easily angry?
生气就是因为不能饶恕别人。
The reason why you're angry is because you are not able to forgive and overlook others.
常常想别人的不好。
You'll constantly think of the wrongs of others.
如果我们都可以饶恕的话，哪有气可以在里面呢？
Because if all of us can overlook another's offense, then how could there be any anger within us?
所以有知识的人，他会想。
So a man that is a man with wisdom, they will think.
他对我不好。
They'll think that this person is not good to me.
没关系，我饶恕他。
It's okay, I will forgive him.
就增加我的荣耀啊。
This will make me even more glorified.
我不会跟他一样发脾气，一样不啊、没有智慧。
I don't want to be just like him, so foolish, without wisdom, to be so easily angered.
所以保罗啊，跟弟兄说啊，你要控制你的脾气，无愤怒。
So Paul tells his brothers that you must control your temper, and so that you will be, you won't have dispute.
你又不要把你的能量、你的力量浪费在脾气上面。
Don't waste all your energy upon your anger.
要用在正确的方面。
But instead, use it wisely in the correct way.
我们祷告也是一样。
It's just like when we pray.
你心里面有愤怒啊，祷告没用的。
If you have anger within your heart, your prayers will not be listened.
这里其实保罗讲的就是祷告，在整个第八节就是讲男人要祷告要注意什么。
And in verse 8, this is what Paul reminds the brothers, the men, to remember when they're praying.
不单只是男人啊，弟兄姐妹都一样。
Not only for men, but all brothers and sisters.
讲到最后都是讲祷告。
So at the end, whatever this Paul is talking about in verse 8 is about praying.
这里没有愤怒，你祷告才有功效。
Because only when you have no anger in your prayer, then your prayer could be effective.
你心中有愤怒，祷告是没有功效的。
If you have anger within your heart, then your prayer will not become effective.
所以说不会听的。
Because the Lord Jesus Christ will not listen to your prayer.
我看一个例子。
Let's look at an example.
路加福音第九章。
Let's turn to Gospel of Luke chapter 9.
路加第九章，从31节开始看起。
Gospel of Luke Chapter 9, starting from verse 31.
这里主耶稣经过一个撒玛利亚的村庄。
Here, Jesus Christ passed through a city of Samaria.
撒玛利亚人呢，不肯接待主。
And the people, the Samaritans, are not willing to receive the Lord.
门徒就很生气了。
And therefore, the apostles have become very angry.
怎么样可以不接待我们？
How could they not come to receive us?
他是求耶稣。
No, they asked Jesus.
五十四节。
Verse 54.
第九章五十四节。
Chapter 9, verse 54. When the disciple James and John saw this, they asked, Lord, do you want us to call fire down from heaven and to destroy them? Verse 55. But Jesus turned and rebuked them. 56. And they went to another village.
啊，这里啊，门徒祷告，要求主啊，可不可以叫火从天降下来，烧灭这些人？
Here, the disciples, James and John, asked Jesus if it's okay to call down fire from heaven to destroy them.
他心里有火，也求主降火。
Because they have this burning rage within them, therefore they want to send this fire down.
那主耶稣也很少骂人的，但是主耶稣要骂他们，转身就责备他们。
Jesus Christ does not often rebuke people, but here he says, Jesus turned and rebuked them.
五十五节，你们求什么你都不知道。
五十五。
55.
But Jesus turned and rebuked them.
我来不是要灭人的命，要救人的。你们在搞什么？
And Jesus tells them, "You don't even know what you're asking for. I'm here to save people, not to destroy them."
愤怒的时候啊，要小心。
And when you're angry, then you must be careful.
要祷告蒙神垂听，我们是要处理自己的愤怒，要把它安静下来。
In order for us, for our prayers to be effective and for our Lord to listen to us, then we need to calm ourselves down.
再来第二点。
Let's look at part point number two.
提摩太前书第二章。
Let's turn back to 1 Timothy chapter 2.
第八节。
Verse 8.
这里说第二点是无争论。
The second point is to be without dispute.
无争论，这个争论，这男人啊，很好心的心理比较强，喜欢争论。
And to dispute as for men because they have a heart of wanting to conquer more, so they like to dispute.
男人跟女人的软弱不一样。
The weakness of men and women are very different.
女人喜欢 talk 啊，议论，但是男人呢喜欢争论。
And women like to talk amongst themselves, and but men like to dispute.
有时候一些人呢、啊、坐在一起啊，争论政治。哦，你是那个党的，我是那个党的，讲起来就吵起来。
And when a group of men they sit together, they start to say, "I'm this political party, and you're that political party," and they start to dispute.
争论一些没有什么重要的题目。
They will dispute upon things that are even not important.
不是为了真理来争论。
They don't dispute for the truth.
而是为了自己的喜好、自己的见解来争论。
But instead, they dispute for what they think is right.
我们知道团结就是力量。
And as we understand that. Unity is strength.
纷争呢，一定会衰败。
But if you dispute, then this unity will collapse.
马太福音二十第十二章。
Matthew chapter 12.
马太十二章二十五节。
Matthew chapter 12.
十二章二十五节。
Matthew chapter 12 verse 25.
十二章二十五节。
Chapter 12 verse 25. Jesus knew their thoughts and said to them, Every kingdom divided against itself will be ruined, and every city or household divided against itself will not stand.
一家里面如果在争论，在相争，这个家怎么站立起来？
If a household is divided against itself, it will not stand.
一个家庭如果整天在吵架，
And if a household fights among themselves every day, then
哪里会幸福呢？
Then how can you receive this joy?
一个公司如果整天在斗争，怎么会赚到钱呢？
And within a company, if all day long, all they do is dispute among one another, then how could this company make money?
一个国家如果常常的恶斗，政治的斗来斗去，哪有发展，哪有稳定呢？
And if a country, within the country, all day long, they're divided into dispute against one another, then how could the country prosper?
这里主耶稣说啊，连魔鬼的脚的国度啊，他们都很同心的。
And here Jesus Christ say that even Satan's kingdom, they are in one unity.
因为别人说，耶稣你是靠着鬼王来赶鬼嘛。
And the people say, Jesus, you used Satan to cast out demons.
主耶稣说，如果鬼王靠着鬼王赶鬼，他们自己都打架，怎么可以站立得住啊？
And if within this kingdom of Satan, and if they fight amongst themselves, then how can they stand firm?
不可能的。
This is not so.
魔鬼要害你，他自己也要同心。
And in order for Satan to let you fall into its trap, it needs to unite together.
就提醒我们，我们是神国的儿女，我们是教会，主的家，更要同心合一啊。
And therefore, this reminds us that we are the children of God, we are the true church, and therefore we must be in unity.
所以保罗勉励当时教会的弟兄啊。
So Paul encouraged brothers within the church.
不要为这些没有什么重要的东西啊来争论，真的面红耳热。
Don't dispute among one another to things that are not even important.
除了真理，没有什么重要的。
Other than the truth, there is nothing more important than that.
连我自己的面子都不重要。
Even for my own face, I should not even care.
神最重要。
Only Lord is the most important.
不要为那些没有意义的事情来争。
Do not fight and dispute amongst yourselves for things that are not of importance.
更不要争名真利。
Then not even fight for your status and to fight for your own benefits.
那么这个争论呢，在这个小字上啊，写作或作疑惑。
Here the word dispute it means to have
doubting 啊
，to have doubt
啊，这个原文这个字的疑惑就是在两个思念啊，好像在 dialogue， 好像在对话，好像在怀疑，在对话，真的是这样吗？有可能吗？这样子。
In the original text, doubt means that there is this dialogue within your heart to ask and to doubt, thinking if it's true or not.
啊，争论呢，就是对自己的信心呢，太过度了。
And to dispute means that your faith, you think your faith is very strong.
太过自信了。
To be arrogant and to be boastful of your own faith.
男人的另外一个极端呢，就是，哎呀，疑神疑鬼，就对自己，对别人呢，疑神疑鬼。
And another fault of men is that they start to doubt and to think and to be suspicious of others.
整天呢，对太太疑神疑鬼。
All day long, they'll be so suspicious of their wife.
缺乏对自己缺乏信心。
Because they don't have self-confidence.
对太太缺乏信心。
And they don't have confidence in their wife.
儿女缺乏信心。
And they doubt their children.
更可能是对神呢，也缺乏信心。
And it might also be that they doubt God.
你有信心就不会疑惑。
Because if you have faith, then you will not have doubt.
请看雅各书第二章。
Let's turn to the book of James.
雅各书第二章第八节。
James chapter 2, verse 8.
对不起，第一章啊，第一章。第八节。
James chapter 1, verse 8.Verse 8, he is a double-minded man, unstable in all he does.
这里告诉我们说，心怀恶意的人啊，在他一切所行的事上都没有定见了。
He is a double-minded man, unstable in all he does.
请看第五到第六节。
Let's look at verse 5 to 6. Verse 5, if any of you lacks wisdom, he should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to him. Verse 6. But when he asks, he must believe and not doubt, because he who doubts is like a wave of sea, blown and tossed by the wind.
为什么有人祷告得不到垂听？
Why is it that when some people pray, their prayers are not listened?
因为这里讲得很清楚了。
Because here it tells us very clearly.
如果你疑惑的话，
because if you have doubts,
就是海水海浪。
It's just like waves.
把你抛高抛低。
It will blown and toss you.
看到一点点恩典，哇，信心很大。
You'll see a little bit of grace, and your faith will increase immensely.
主与我同在了。
And you'll think God is abiding with you.
一定没有问题了。
There's no problem.
看到环境又不对劲。
Then when you see the environment around you, things are not going so well.
这是神的旨意吗？
You start to ask and doubt and think,Is this the will of God?
我真的要这样做吗?
Should I really do this?
要跌到谷底了。
Then you fall into the bottom of the
pit. 又高又低，又高又低。
Up and down, and up and down.
顺利的时候，心情很好。
In good times, your faith is strong and good.
遇到困难的时候，就怀疑了。
And in times of hardship, you start to have doubt.
就像彼得在船上看到主耶稣要走海面走过来，很靠近的。
It's just like when Peter on the boat, he sees the Lord Jesus Christ walking on the water closer and closer.
他跟主耶稣讲说，如果是你啊，请你也让我可以走到你那边去。
And Peter said to Jesus, if it's really you, then let me be able to walk on the water towards you.
好，你过来吧。
And Jesus Christ says, okay, come.
一开始看着主耶稣走路，一步一步走靠近主。
In the beginning, Peter focused his eyes only on Jesus, and step by step, he walked on water towards him.
风浪很大了，哎呀，怕起来，怕起来。
But then later on, he started to focus on the great winds and the waves. He started to have fear.
一看别的地方，就沉下去。
The moment he starts to look at the environment around him, he sank.
我们也是一样。
This is the same for us.
有时候信心好像很大。
Sometimes we might think that we have great faith.
有时刚刚走出去的时候，信心特别大。
Especially the time when you just step out.
刚刚洗礼的时候，信心特别大。
After you're just newly baptized, you have great faith.
刚刚得圣灵的时候，信心特别大。
Just right when you receive the Holy Spirit, you have great faith.
刚刚做一件事情的时候，信心特别大。
Right when you have completed something, then your faith is great.
哎呀，做到一半的，哎呀，哇，遇到困难了。
But halfway through this work that you're doing, you face difficulties.
祷告都在怀疑。
Then in your prayer, you start to doubt.
真的是神的旨意吗?
You ask, is it really the will of the Lord?
如果是神的旨意，为什么这样?
If it's the will of the Lord, then why is it so?
保罗告诉当时的弟兄啊。
But Paul tells the brothers of that time.
你祷告就有信心。
And if you have faith, in your, if you pray, then you'll have faith.
你知道真理了，就不要怀疑。
Because when you believe the truth, then do not have any doubts.
不要疑惑，总要信。
Do not doubt, only believe.
说如果我们知道真理。
So if we know the truth,
我们知道我们所做的是对的。
And if we know what we're doing is correct,
就算遇到困难。
Even though we face difficulties and hardships,
我们心里也不要有那种dialogue, 要想来想去，哎呀，真的是这样的吗？哎呀，讲来讲去，真的是怀疑。
Then we should not have this doubt, this dialogue within your heart, just speak back and forth, is it correct, is it true, and have doubts.
我们知道我们活在世上遇到很多的困难。
And we know living in this world will face a lot of problems.
但是我们要生活在世上，一定要对别人有信任。
But in order for us to survive in this world, we must trust others.
你去到餐馆吃饭。
If you go to a restaurant to have food.
一盘饭放在前面。
A bowl of rice is placed in front of you.
你会不会问那个侍应生，哎 ，waiter 啊，请问那个厨师在煮的时候有没有吐口水在里面
？And this dish that's presented in front of you, well, are you willing to ask the waiter, did the chef spit into my food?
你去，不然都不会去吃。你越去吃，你就有信心。
Because if you don't have this faith and this trust in that restaurant, then you would not go to that restaurant.
你坐飞机的时候不会跑到机长那边说，哎，机长，等一下你开飞机会不会睡觉？
And it's just like when you're on the plane, you're not go before the plane is flying into the air and ask the pilot, are you going to fall asleep?
我看你们航空公司摔过飞机好多次了，这次会不会摔？
And you'll tell them, I've seen your airline crash many times. Are you going to crash this time?
你怕着不要去坐，坐着不要怕。
Because if you have fear, then you will not go on that airline. But if you go on that airline, then you should not fear.
今天我们也是一样。
This is the same for us.
我们信神是我们自愿的。
Today, when we have come to believe in the Lord, it's out of our own free will.
神是我们的主。
Our Lord is our God.
你既然信他，你就不要怀疑。
And since you believe, then do not have any doubts.
如果你怀疑，你要求主帮助你胜过你的怀疑。
And if you have doubts, then you ask the Lord to overcome your doubts.
加添你的信心。
To strengthen your faith.
我们常祷告只会求神说，神啊，你给我这个，神啊，你给我那个。
And our prayer will often just pray to God and ask God to give me this and give me that.
神啊，医治我这个。
God, heal me this.
啊，让我得到那样。
Let me receive this.
很少人祷告说，神啊，加添我信心。
Not many people pray and ask the Lord to strengthen my faith.
你想想看，我们上一次祷告求主加添我们的信心是什么时候？
Think about when was the last time we prayed to God and asked God to strengthen our faith.
求主加添我们的信心。
So we ask the Lord to strengthen our faith.
不要怀疑。
Do not have any doubts.
再跟我来哥林多，帖摩太前书第二章。
Let's turn back to 1 Timothy chapter 2.
所以说第三点，举起圣洁的手，随处祷告。
Point number 3, to lift up holy hands in prayer.
保罗鼓励啊，弟兄要随处的祷告。
Paul encouraged the brothers to pray constantly.
哦，这怎么祷告才可以得到垂听呢？
Here, how can we pray so that our prayers are effective and to be listened by God?
举起圣洁的手。
Here it says to lift up holy hands.
祷告有没有功效？
Prayer, in order to be effective.
其实啊，在祷告之前已经决定了。
It is already based on, it's already decided before you pray.
如果这双手在祷告之前做很多坏事。
If these hands of yours, before you pray, you've done a lot of wrong.
做很多对不起神的事。
You've done a lot of wrong things against God.
做很多很脏的事。
You've done a lot of filthy things.
你有困难了。
Then you don't have any problem.
你有困难了。
You will have problems.
你举起这双手。
Because when you lift up your hands.
你不举还好，神就不看。
It's better that you do not lift up your hands, but.
你举，神啊，救我！神看，哇，这双手，拜托，跑开一点。
But once you do lift up your hands, God sees these filthy hands and asks those hands.
你还敢祷告啊？
And how dare you even pray?
你先去洗手吧。
Go wash your hands.
圣经讲得很清楚。
The Bible tells us very clearly.
我们常常只会 complain, 神啊，为什么祷告那么久都没有功效？神啊，为什么这样？神啊，为什么那样？
We often just complain, God, I've been praying for so long, how come it's not effective?
神说，你看看你双手。
God will tell you, look at your own hands.
祷告前在做什么？
Before praying, what were you doing?
祷告前在做坏事吗？
Were you doing something bad before you prayed?
祷告前在打人吗？
Before you prayed, did you just beat up someone?
祷告前在赌钱吗？
Before you prayed, did you just go gambling?
祷告前在做些不好的事情吗？
Before you prayed, did you do something bad?
你还敢用这些手来祷告？
How dare you use those hands to pray?
你先悔改吧。
You must first repent.
神不是不想听我们的祷告。
It's not that the Lord does not want to listen to our prayer.
神要看到一双圣洁的手伸出来祷告。
But it's because the Lord wants to see a set of pure hands in a prayer.
雅各书第五章。
James chapter 5.
雅各书第五章。
James chapter 5.
十六节。
Verse 16. Therefore confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous man is powerful and effective.
最后一句很重要。
The last part is very important.
义人的祷告所发的力量是大有功效的。
The prayer of a righteous man is powerful and effective.
力量是在乎于这个是不是义人。
The power from prayer is depending on either this man is righteous or not.
神准备要毁灭索多玛和摩拉了。
Before God was going to destroy the city of Sodom and Gomorrah,
告诉亚伯拉罕。
Told Abraham this.
亚伯拉罕是义人。
Abraham was a righteous man.
他向神代求。
He prayed to God.
神啊，你真的要整个城市毁灭吗？
He prayed to God and asked God, "Are you really going to destroy the whole city?"
如果有五十个好人怎么办？
If there is 50 righteous men.
好，因为你求。
And God says, okay, I will greet you because you asked.
有五十个，我不毁灭这个城。
If there are 50 righteous men, then I will not destroy the city.
亚伯拉罕再求。
Abraham prays again.
四十五个怎么办？
How about 45?
好，也不毁灭。
Fine, 45, I will not destroy.
四十个怎么办？
What about 40?
也不毁灭。
I will not destroy.
三十个呢？
30?
好，也不毁灭。
Okay, I will not destroy 30.
二十个呢？
How about 20?
也给机会。
I will give another chance.
十个呢？
What about 10?
我也不毁灭。
I will not destroy even if it's just 10.
不是因为神三心两意。
It's not because God is undecisive.
是因为亚伯拉罕在神面前是义人。
It's because Abraham in front of God, he was a righteous man.
因为亚伯拉罕的缘故。
Because of Abraham.
我再给这个城市一个机会。
I will give the city another chance.
你看，义人的祷告可以打动神的心啊。
Then we can clearly see a prayer of a righteous man can touch the heart of God.
但是我们今天我们的手用来做什么？
But today, what are our hands? What has our hands done?
你想想看，如果我们全家都可以同心的举起圣洁的手祷告的话
，Think if our whole household, everyone can lift up their holy hands to pray.
家里有什么困难，绝对可以解决。
Then whatever problem within your home, you can solve.
记不记得摩西在带领以色列百姓要跟亚玛力人打仗的时候发生什么事情
？You remember when Moses and they had brought the Israelites to fight with the Amorites?
亚玛力人很会打仗。
The Amalites know how to fight really well.
人数要多。
They have even more people.
以色列百姓刚刚出来。
The Israelites just came out from Egypt.
不太会打仗。
They don't really know how to battle.
也没有什么秘密的武器。
And they don't even have secret weapons.
摩西上山。
Then Moses went up into the mountain.
举起圣洁的手。
He lift up his holy hands.
然后呢，约书亚就在前面就打胜了。
And then Joshua fought victoriously.
但是呢，摩西年纪大了。
But because Moses, he was old.
这双手啊，举久啊，也会沉下来啊。
These hands, even though they've lifted up for a long time, it will grow tired, weary.
一垂下来，约书亚马上输，马上往后退。
And right the moment he puts down his hands, Joshua starts to lose.
摩西又再举起来。
Then Moses again lifts up his hand.
又赢了。
Then again, Joshua wins.
哎呀，又累了。
And then when he's tired, his hands are put down.
以色列百姓又输了。
Israelites start losing.
哎呀，好几次摩西发现，哎，我举手跟他们下面是有关系的。
Then many times, again and again, Moses realized that when I lift up my hand, it has to do with either or not they fight victoriously.
还想办法让我的手不要放下来。
So he then thinks of ways to not let his hands be put down.
亚伦护我在旁边用石头顶住。
Her and Aaron, they use rocks and they put it under Moses' hands.
给摩西坐下来。
To let Moses, let Moses sit down and then to lift up his hands.
真的一直打仗，就胜过亚玛力人了。
And then they fought. The Israelites continued to fight and then they overcome. They won the battle.
原来打仗的关键呢。
So, and either winning or not winning.
就是一双手可以决定。
Has to do all, and it all depends on a set of hands.
但是这一双手一定是圣洁的手。
But these set of hands must be a holy hand.
其他的手不是最重要。
It's not what depends on what other hands are.
今天我们的手在做什么呢？
Today, what are our hands doing?
可能我们很忙碌，我们的手在做很多的运动，很多的动作。
And our hands might be very busy, and it's doing a lot of things.
但是可能没有举起来。
But you might not have lifted up your hands.
但是并不是说，哎呀，我们弟兄姐妹祷告都要这样举手啊，都打到旁边的人，不是这个意思。
It does not mean that when you pray, brothers and sisters, you must lift up your hand and hit people beside you.
但是我们要认真的祷告。
But instead, we should pray zealously.
为你家里祷告。
And when you pray at home.
为你教会祷告。
To pray for your home, to pray for your church.
为自己祷告。
To pray for yourself.
为别人祷告。
To pray for others.
更要为那些为你们。为弟兄姐妹服务的圣职人员、传道、长职来祷告。
You should even pray even more for the brothers and sisters and the holy workers of the Lord.
这样他们就有能力可以带领、可以打仗了。
And therefore, they will have more power to guide you, to lead you, and to fight the battle.
所以想想看，如果我们的教会的弟兄姐妹动员起来，举起圣洁的手。
So if we can see brothers and sisters within the church, we have these holy hands, and together we mobilize us, everyone together.
你不用怕没有慕道者。
Do not even worry to not have true seekers.
圣灵同工啊，慕道者一定来。
Because of the abundance of the Holy Spirit, true seekers will flow in.
教会一定增长。
The church will prosper and grow.
所以说保罗说你们要举手。
And therefore Paul says we must lift up our hands.
圣洁的手。
These holy hands.
但是呢，这里说还要随时的祷告啊。
Here it tells us we should pray everywhere.
Everywhere, 随时。
everywhere.
今天基督徒最大的失败是什么？
What is the greatest fall of a Christian today?
最大的浪费是什么呢?
What is the most waste of time for Christians?
我们有祷告。
Instead, we don't pray.
我们有祷告。
We pray.
但是我们只是来到会堂的祷告。
But we only pray when we come to church.
别人叫我祷告，我就祷告。
When others tell me to pray, then I'll pray.
大家一起祷告，我也祷告。
When everyone prays, then I'll pray.
回到家了，就很少这些祷告。
But when you actually return home, you rarely pray.
只在会堂祷告，太可惜了。
When you only pray within the chapel, then this is a waste.
你想想看，如果今天加拿大总理给你一只手机热线电话。
And if the Prime Minister of Canada has given you a cell phone, a direct phone to him.
你任何时候打这个号码，马上直接接到我的办公室。
And you can call him anytime and anywhere you want, and it will
direct
to his office.
尽管找我。
And he'll tell you, whatever problem you face, just call me.
什么困难都可以。
Any kind of problem.
黑白两道我都给你摆平。
And either the good side or the bad side, then I will try to let you overcome it all.
你手上有这一支电话。
If you have this phone within your hands.
哇，我看你高兴得不得了。
I'm sure you'll be overjoyed.
遇到什么被欺负的不平安的或者是解决不了的马上打电话总理办公室帮你解决。
Whatever problem you face or other people persecute you directly, you'll be able to use the cell phone and call the Prime Minister.
你不会说把这个电话号码都丢吧。
You don't think that you'll actually throw away the number.
就是我们的祷告就是直接打电话给天父。
Because when we pray, it's just like a direct call to our Heavenly Father.
有什么困难。
It doesn't matter what kind of problem.
需要安慰。
That you need comfort.
需要帮助。
You need help.
你直接打电话给他。
Directly, just call him.
跪下来祷告，就是跟他接上电话。
To kneel down and pray is to direct call him.
但是我们这个电话很少用。
But we often rarely use his phone.
来了，有困难了，在埋怨了，在 complain 了，来到教会祷告一下，回家也不祷告。
When we pray, when we have problems, we'll just start to murmur and we'll only pray within the church. We won't even pray when we go home.
如果是这样的话，太浪费了。
If it's like this, then it's a waste.
我们要常常用我们这个权利。
We need to often use this right that we have.
随处祷告。
To pray everywhere.
在家里祷告。
At home.
你一边坐车，一边心里也可以祷告。
When you are in the car, you can also pray within your heart.
在路上也可以祷告。
When you're on the road, you can also pray.
但是更要自己建立自己祷告的生活。
But you need to establish a life of prayer.
这样子的话，我们一定会感受到主的恩典很多。
Because only then that you're able to receive and to feel about all the grace of the Lord.
基督徒一定要在祷告上下功夫。
Because as a Christian, we need to focus and emphasize on prayer.
我们要很喜欢祷告。
We need to love to pray.
你越喜欢祷告，你越深入的祷告，你就越感觉到祷告的美好。
The more you like to pray, the more deeper you pray, then you're more able to experience the greatness.
说实在，你没有进到里面的话，祷告是很痛苦的事情。
Because if you do not go deep into prayer, when you pray, it's really hard.
因为跪在那边，脚都痛。
Because if you just kneel there, your knee starts hurt.
腰酸。
And your back starts hurt.
嘴巴要干。
Then your mouth becomes dry.
如果你没有体验的话，祷告是很痛苦的事。
Because if you don't have this feel and go in deep of your prayer, then praying is a dread.
但是你有信心。
But if you have faith.
你有体验。
And you have experience.
你祷告觉得是一种享受啊。
Then when you pray, it feels like enjoyment.
去过神训班啊，或者讲习会的同龄都有这样的。感受。
Brothers and sisters who have been to seminars or different kinds of sermon giving or seminars, you'll have that experience.
最享受就是祷告。
Because at that place, the most enjoyment you'll receive is actually a time to pray.
一个礼拜，两个礼拜，在那边祷告被圣灵充满。
One week, 2 weeks there, you're praying to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
跟平常根本就不一样。
It's totally different than before.
所以我们要随时随在建立祷告的生活。
And therefore, you need to pray continuously and everywhere and establish a life of prayer.
所以保罗就说，愿男人的几件事情。
So here, this is what Paul wants men and wish men to have.
无愤怒。
To have without to be without anger,
无争论,
to be without dispute,
没有怀疑,
and to be without doubt,
举起圣洁的手,
and to lift up holy hands in prayer,
随时祷告,
and to pray everywhere.
姐妹也不用担心, 下个礼拜再讲你们的部分。
Don't worry, sisters, next week we'll talk about you.
请唱诗。
Let's all sing hymns.